咁唔係重演咧，就係點樣？唔係咧，好似咧一個圓圈咁樣重演，即係不斷重複住同一件事情。
But it moves upward or forward in a spiral fashion。
但係就好似一個彈弓咁啦，一路重演咧，但係亦都係一路有前進嘅。
The Lord Jesus of course could not cover in detail what will happen in the intervening 2,000 years。
當然主耶穌咧唔可以咧一路咁喺度講啊二千年嘅事咧，每一件事每一件事咁講啦。
He is saying that it will move on in this spiral way, but becoming every event becoming more and more intense.
他就讲到咧，嗰件事件咧系咁样嚟到重复嚟到推进嘅，但系嗰啲一路推进嘅时候咧，就会越嚟越强烈啦。
In 2,000 years, there have been many earthquakes. The Lord speaks about earthquakes too in verse 7, for example, famine and earthquakes.
譬如喺第七节咧，主耶稣又讲到有饥荒、有地震。喺呢二千年里边咧，有好多好多嘅饥荒，好多好多嘅地震。
But in this last century alone, I saw a report on earthquakes.
而喺呢、這個，我睇到一個嘅一個嘅報告咧，關於呢個地震呢方面嘅，喺呢個最後呢個世代裏邊，呢、這個世紀裏邊嘅地震。
In this century alone, the frequency and the severity of the earthquakes are statistically recorded.
而喺呢個本世紀裏邊嗰個嘅地震咧，係咧經過咧統計學上面嘅分析啊嚟到記錄落嚟。
And from that statistical survey, you can see how the earthquakes have been increasing in frequency and in severity.
而呢個嘅分析記錄落嚟之後咧，我哋就睇到咧喺呢個一路嘅發展裏邊啊，到今世紀所發生嘅地震咧，比起以前所發生嗰啲咧，係更加嘅強烈同埋更加嘅多。
All over the world，
係全世界都係咁啊。
So this statistic, by the way, was not produced by Christians。
當然啦，呢個咁嘅統計咧，都唔係基督徒咧去寫出嚟嘅。
Which shows, yes, there have been earthquakes throughout 2,000 years。
即係咧，表示俾我哋睇，係啊，冇錯，喺二千年裏邊咧，不斷有地震嘅事發生。
But the remarkable thing is, in this century alone, the whole intensity of the thing has become quite remarkable. It's becoming faster and stronger. These quakes.
就係呢個到最後呢個世代裏邊啊，呢個世紀裏邊啊，呢個咁嘅地震咧，係越嚟越更加嘅強烈啊，係令人咧驚奇。
There have been wars throughout 2,000 years.
咁喺二千年裏邊，當然都有好多仗打過啦。
But never in the history of mankind have we had wars on the scale and with a death rate as within this century alone.
同樣啊，喺以往所發生咁多嘅戰爭裏邊啊，都冇一啲啦可以比得上咧喺今個世紀裏邊所發生嘅戰爭，令到咁多人受到傷害死亡。
And no one dares to think what will happen with the next war.
都冇人咧可以設想啊，再發生一次世界大戰係會點樣情況。
So the Lord Jesus covers these 2,000 years simply in this rather general statement of increasing intensity.
主耶穌咧係咧用一個咁樣嘅普遍嘅手法咧嚟到講呢二千年裏邊咧會不斷發生啲乜嘢事啦。
And we can see for ourselves that that has indeed been the case。
我哋都當然可以睇得清楚啦，就係實際上咧係咁樣發生呢啲事。
But suddenly in verse 15 he becomes very specific。
而到第十五節咧，佢就開始咧講得好專門嘅事情啦。
He refers now to the abomination of desolation。
佢開始咧就講到呢一個行毀壞可憎嘅人。
Now this term abomination of desolation also comes from Daniel。
这个、呢一個咧行客毀壞可憎嘅呢個咧嘅詞語咧係咧從但以理書裏邊嚟嘅。
Now another interesting thing to notice is that in Daniel chapter 9 verse 27, the abomination of desolation is a person.
而咧喺但以理書第九章廿七節咧嗰度所講到行毀壞可憎嘅嗰個咧係講到一個人。
But in the following two references, that is in Daniel 11:31 and in Daniel 12:11, they refer to a thing.
而咧喺第十一章第三十一節同埋第十二章第十一節咧，嗰度咧係講到咧係一件事物嘅。
And this prophecy was at least partially fulfilled in the during the days of the Greek king called Antiochus Epiphanes。
而呢個咁嘅預言咧，當喺希臘王係咯希臘嗰個嘅帝國嘅時代咧，嗰、那個帖
Antiochus
呢個皇帝嘅在位嘅時候咧，已經咧一個部分咧係已經係成就咗嘅。
He has become the symbol of the abomination of desolation。
因為呢個皇帝自己本身咧就成為一個咧呢個咁嘅所講嘅宏偉壞可憎嘅人嗰個嘅代表啦。
He entered into Jerusalem。
佢進入去耶路撒冷裏邊。
He went into the temple, which was not allowed for him to do。
佢亦都係走入去嗰個聖殿裏邊，呢個聖殿咧係唔準佢進入嘅。
And he put a heathen altar on top of the holy altar in the temple.
他也将一个外邦人的坛摆上那个呢圣神的坛的上面。
And he dedicated this altar to the chief of the Greek gods called Zeus Olympius.
他也将这个坛呢去献上给一个呢他们希腊的那个神。
That was called by the book in the book of the Maccabees, the abomination of desolation set up in the temple.
咁呢件咁嘅事情咧，就係、是、記錄咗喺馬加比書裏邊咧，就稱呼佢咧成為一個行毀壞可憎嘅。
This happened in the year 168 BC before Christ, 168 years before Christ.
呢件事情咧係喺咧基督降生之前咧，係公元前咧係168年咧發生嘅。
This event was prophesied by Daniel some 300 years beforehand.
呢件事咧亦都係咧喺但以理喺300年前咧已經係預言咗㗎啦。
And Daniel described this king and all these other political events of the time in this remarkable detail, I say, which has amazed the scholars.
而但以理係咁清清楚楚嚟到形容咁多咁多嘅王朝啊、皇帝啊，係令到以後嘅嗰啲嘅所歷史家咧好驚奇。
But in verse 15 of Matthew 24, the Lord Jesus is not talking about a past event, but a future event.
但喺呢度咧，馬太24:15咧，主唔係講以往嗰段字咯，係講將來嘅事情。
And what the Lord is saying, do you remember those days? Terrible days as it was in the history of Israel.
主係講緊啊，你仲記唔記得嗰陣時嘅時候啊？喺以色列當中發生幾咁恐怖嘅事情。
But that will be nothing to compare with what will happen yet in the future.
但係就算係嗰件咁恐怖嘅事啊，同將來要發生嘅事啊，都係冇得比嘅。
There will be another world ruler coming up.
又會有另外一個咧世界嘅統治者出嚟。
And he will go into the temple as Antiochus did.
佢亦都會咧進入去嗰個殿裏邊，正如咧嗰個希臘嘅王進入個殿裏邊一樣。
And this time he will not just put up an altar there to be worshipped.
今次咧，佢唔係咧，淨係咧將個壇咧擺上去嚟到去咧係敬拜。
He will demand that he himself will be worshipped.
佢會咧將自己擺上去，叫人嚟到去敬拜佢。
As God.
將佢咧奉為神。
Paul explains all this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, which you can read for yourself there.
呢個咧，保羅咧喺咧帖撒羅尼迦後書嘅第二章咧有講及啦。
So the Lord Jesus has now become very specific at verse 15. He is referring to a past historical event which will be the model of what will happen again just before his coming back.
他是讲到呢以往发生的一件的历史的事情，来到讲返呢将来会发生呢类似这样的事情，就在他呢未回来之前就会发生了。
Now, the remarkable matter about this prophecy of the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣这里所讲的预言呢，最令人惊奇的事情就是
is that he already prophesied the destruction of the temple.
就是呢他呢已经预早已经讲了那个圣殿要被毁灭了。
But then now he prophesies that this man, this abomination of desolation will be standing in the holy place.
但是这里他又再讲过这个这样的行可坏毁坏可憎的会站在一个圣地那里。
This will mean that the temple will have to be rebuilt.
即是说已经代表了那个圣殿呢要被重建才行。
And I was in Israel this time, I could see what is happening.
而當我咧係上一次去以色列嘅時候咧，我係睇到咧發生咗啲乜嘢。
There is talk and there are discussions about building a so-called synagogue on the holy mountain.
就係咧好多咁樣嘅傳聞啦、談説啦，嚟到講及到咧嗰個重建一個嘅會堂喺嗰個山上邊重建呢個會堂。
But that synagogue will have no difference, in fact, from being a temple.
而嗰個嘅會堂咧，實際上咧就係即係個聖殿。
There's all kinds of plans and discussions. Apparently, they are already preparing a priesthood ready for the new temple.
有好多咁样嘅讨论啦。实际上嚟讲，佢哋已经差唔多准备好嗰个嘅祭司嗰啲嘅程序啦。
And so, it is already implied in the Lord's words that the temple will be rebuilt.
而我哋喺到咧喺呢度咧第十五节咧主讲嘅说话里边咧，已经代表咗就系圣殿会被重建。
And this is the same thing as what Paul is saying in 2 Thessalonians 2.
保罗咧同样咧喺帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章咧都系讲同一嘅事情。
As we are about to close for today, let us read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2.
咁今日咧我哋咧将要去结束咧，咁我哋咧不如咧系睇一睇帖撒罗尼迦后书啦。
What must happen before the Lord Jesus comes again?
主耶稣再嚟之前啊，有啲乜嘢事咧一定会发生咧
？There are some Christians who are thinking that Lord Jesus may come at any moment.
有好多基督徒都會諗啊，主耶穌咧乜嘢時候咧都可能會翻嚟嘅。
Thessalonians thought so too, so they decided that they might as well put themselves on permanent holiday until the Lord comes.
咁帖撒羅尼迦嗰個地方嘅基督徒咧都係咁諗，主耶穌會隨時翻嚟嘅，所以佢諗住咧不如咧休息，休息到主耶穌翻嚟得啦。
So they can prepare their hearts and minds better, so we'll have a holiday.
所以就即係乜嘢都唔做啦，係咁坐喺度等主耶穌翻嚟得啦。
But Paul will not have that.
但係咧保羅咧唔容許呢啲事。
In fact, he says if you don't work, then don't eat.
就是呢保罗在这里说呢如果你不工作你不要吃饭。
When the Lord comes, he wants you to see you getting on faithfully with living a life to his glory in whatever you're doing.
就是主耶稣快再回来的时候，他要看到就是每一个信他的人都是活一个这样的生命可以荣耀到他的。
And he says, I'll tell you something else, that the Lord Jesus will not come back until another thing happens first.
这里保罗讲第二件事情，就是说主耶稣回来之前会首先有一件事发生先。
So I just asked Brother Mark to read for us a few verses here, from verse 1 to verse 4.
我们看第二章第一节至到第四节。弟兄们，论到我们主耶稣基督降临和我们到他那里聚集，我劝你们，无论有灵有言语有冒我名的书信说主的日子现在到了，不要轻易动真，也不要惊慌。人不拘用什么法子，你们总不要被他诱惑，因为那日子以前必有离道反教的事，并有那大罪人，就是沉沦之子显露出来，他是抵挡主，高抬自己，超过一切称为神的和一切受人敬拜的，甚至坐在神的殿里自称是神。
Here we see a very fearful figure appearing in the history of the world.
在这里我们看到在世界的历史里面出现一个很令人 很可怖的一个人。
Although Antiochus was remembered by the Jews as a most terrible dictator and king,
当然刚才我们所讲到的那个希列王 Antiochus 对于那些犹太人来讲已经觉得他是很可怖的一个皇帝。
But he wouldn't be much compared with this one that is coming.
但是那个人对于这里现在所讲的那个人来讲比较之下不算是什么。
There is the abomination that makes desolate, that causes desolation or destruction.
这里就是那个行毁坏可憎的。
And he will not put just an altar there, as I said, but he will have himself being worshipped.
他不单止是会好像那个王一样将那个坛摆上去来去献祭，而他将自己摆上去来叫人去拜他。
He is called the man of lawlessness.
这里是叫他做那个大罪人。
It's literally, if you translate from the Greek, it is literally a man who is committed to and lives only by lawlessness.
如果你看回原文里面所讲，就是一个人他那个生活是怎样的呢？就是生活里面那个最明显的点就是完全是不法的，没有东西可以管束的。
He represents everything that is unholy.
他代表了世界上一切所有不圣洁的东西。
Everything that is vicious.
所有那些污秽邪恶的东西。
And yet he will put himself forward in a very presentable manner, as we can see from the Old Testament.
但是他要将自己装饰得好像很美丽这样来将自己去给人看。
This word lawlessness occurs of course also in Matthew 24.
当然这个大罪人这个不法之徒这个事情在马太第24章已经有讲过。
Where the Lord Jesus says in verse 7 that because lawlessness will increase, the love of many people will go cold.
因为在那里主耶稣也讲过，因为不法的事情增加，很多人的爱心就冷淡。
Here, lawlessness, of course, represents again precisely the opposite of what is holy.
当然不法就是圣洁的相反。
And so we read here in verse 13.
这里我们在第十三节
2 Thessalonians 2.
第二章接下来的后书第二章第十三节那里我们这样看了。
And then I'll ask Mark to read it again for us.
13 and 14. 第十三和第十四节。主所亲爱的弟兄们啊，我们本该常为你们感谢神，因为他从起初拣选了你们，叫你们因信真道，又被圣灵感动成为圣洁，能以得救。神藉我们所传的福音，召你们到这地步，好得着我们主耶稣基督的荣光。
Yes, I'd like you to notice this as we close. It says here, Paul says, salvation through sanctification.
在我们最后要结束的时候，希望大家可以注意这一点，成为圣洁才能以得救。
True spirituality is sanctification, it is holiness.
真正的属灵是圣洁。
It is inner holiness, not outward display of holiness.
是里面心里面的那种的圣洁，不是只是出面在表现上的圣洁。
That's why Paul says sanctification by the Holy Spirit.
好像保罗在这里讲话，被圣灵感动以致成为圣洁的。
It is a work that God has done in you.
这里就是神在你生命上所做的工作。
This work of God in you does something remarkable. You love what is holy.
就是神做了这个工作在你身上的时候，就会令你有很大的改变。你会喜爱那些圣洁的事。
You love what is pure.
你喜爱那些纯洁的事。
Formerly, those things, you didn't like those things.
以前你对那些没什么大兴趣。
But now you love the things which are of God.
但係而家咧，你會愛嗰啲咧屬於神嘅事情。
The religious person only is interested in his church, in his religion, and all these external things, but he does not love that which is of God, which is holy.
嗰啲係有宗教信仰嗰啲人咧，佢會愛教會啊，佢嘅工作啊嗰啲咁樣，呢啲全部外表嘅事情。但一個真正屬靈嘅人咧，佢想愛嘅咧係神嘅事情，聖潔嘅事情。
There is no salvation without sanctification. We read it here. Salvation through sanctification, what Paul says here.
保罗在这里也说，成为圣洁才能以得救，不圣洁就不可以得救。
But a very strange thing has happened in our churches today, which marks the end time.
但是呢今天呢在这个教会里面呢有很奇怪的事情发生，给我们看到呢真的末日已经近。
They want to tell us that sanctification has nothing to do with salvation.
就是他们告诉我们，圣洁和得救呢两样东西没关系的。
The other day, I was in the bookshop.
那天呢我在书局里面呢，
and I saw a book by A.W. Tozer, I think well known to some of you.
看到一本呢是图书博士者的书啦。
And the title of that book is I Call It Heresy.
那本书呢就是说呢，我叫这些做异端，这个名。
And what does he call heresy?
就是什么呢？图书呢叫他做异端的呢？
He says, I call heresy that notion which says that we can simply accept Jesus as Savior, but we don't have to live under his lordship and with a holy life.
就是呢有一個這樣的觀念，說呢我們呢只要接受主耶穌作為我們的救主，但是不需要呢活在祂那個管理裡面，不需要呢過一個聖潔的生活的。圖書呢就說呢這類這樣的觀念就是呢異端。
But this heresy has become official doctrine, unfortunately, in almost all Chinese churches today. I'm sure you're aware of that.
但是不幸的呢就是呢這個這樣的觀念已成為今日教會華人教會裡面很多華人教會裡面一個呢他們 的信條。
But Tozer was talking about the churches in the United States in particular.
圖書呢只是講到在美國那裡的教會。
He said our practice today is simply to get people to raise their hands and make a profession of faith first.
圖書呢就說呢我們今天所做的就是什麼，就叫人呢舉手決志啦。
And then we tell them you are saved now.
跟著告訴他們你已經得救了。
Well, now that you are saved, let's try another step.
他說呢現在已經得救了，不如呢我們再做多一步。
So how about as another step,try to live a little bit a more presentable kind of Christian life.
既然你已經得救了，那不如現在可以想想，即是生活得是好一點，似樣一點。
He said, this is our practice in our churches today.
他說這些這樣的做法就是在我們教會裡面很流行。
And just because it's a practice in the churches, he says, that doesn't make it right.
但是呢，保徒書是說，這個雖然在教會裡面很流行的做法，但是呢，不會代表它是對的。
He says, I call this heresy.
徒書就說，我叫這些做異端。
No, the scripture calls it heresy.
他說呢，聖經是叫這些做異端。
And so further along in that same book, he goes on to say, holiness is not optional.
所以繼續下去呢，在這本書裡面呢，他就說，聖潔不是可有可無。
That is why when I preached some years ago, somebody said to me, your preaching reminds me of Tozer.
我記得很多年前呢，我講道有人跟我說，你的講道呢，令到我想起圖書。
I have to confess that at that time I didn't know who was Tozer.
我要承認嘅就係嗰陣時我都未知邊個係圖書。
So I had to hurry and get a few books of Tozer too.
我快啲去揾幾本圖書嘅書翻嚟睇睇先啦。
And indeed, I have to say, indeed, I agree with him wholeheartedly. That this is scripture.
咁我要咧就承認嘅就係咧，我會越全心嘅咧嚟去承認佢所講嘅係啱，聖經的確係咁講。
Scripture says, and notice carefully here, salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth.Faith is put after sanctification, amazingly.
故此你看到呢，保罗在这里所说的就是因信真道，又被圣灵感动成为圣洁，最后才能以得救。
True spirituality, I emphasize again, has to do with holiness.
我再说一次，就是真正的属灵是圣洁。
Our time is gone, and do pray that God will so work by his spirit in every one of your hearts.
我們時間都差不多了，我就希望呢這樣的禱告呢，主呢是藉著祂的靈在你們的心裡來工作。
That because you love the Lord Jesus,
就因為呢你愛主耶穌，
you love his coming,
你愛祂回來的日子，
and you are saying, Lord Jesus, please come,
你都在心裡說主耶穌啊，快來。
Even if it destroys all my plans going to restaurants, it doesn't matter really.
就算說呢 打攪散我一切所有的節目計劃，不要緊。
I much prefer to see you than go to the restaurant.
我是願意去見你，好過去餐室。
Maybe I'll be getting married next year, but I'd rather have you come, even if I prefer that to my marriage. Can you dare to say that?
明年會結婚，不過我寧願你回來，好過我結婚。
If you can say that, praise be to God, you are on the path to spirituality.
你係咪可以咁樣講咧？如果你真係能夠咁講嘅時候咧，我哋感謝主，就係咧你已經喺咧係屬靈嘅嗰條道路裏邊。
Let us pray.
我哋一齊禱告啊！